thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. We're back again with another episode quickly before we reconvene to Glasgow on Friday. So I hope you guys are okay. And I'm bringing them out thick and fast right now, but I've got a couple of really good things I wanted to drop over to you. And so hope you enjoy it. First things first, if you haven't yet got your tickets to Glasgow and you can get there on Friday night, then please do. The skiddle.com ticket link is going to be open until about midday on Friday. And then after that, it will be whatever you can get on the door. At the moment, it's looking like there will still be tickets on the door. But if we get a big rush in these last couple of days, and I think it's just been payday for a lot of people, so we've seen quite a few sales come in recently. Don't leave it to chance. Get your tickets. Or as I say, if for whatever reason you're out in Glasgow on Friday night and you listen to this, then do give it a shout and come on down. And yeah, it's going to be a great evening. So today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be speaking to the other couple of people that will be playing on the night. First up, I'll just be talking now to the competition winner, who you'll find out who that is very shortly. And then after that, I've done a quick interview with Danny Burton. Now, he's the guy I mentioned last week who's been added to the bill. As we discussed, he was in a band in the 90s with Zach Starkey and a couple of other guys that went on to do great things. And and Danny's now back with a solo record, and it's being released on Friday. So a really good opportunity to tie in with Danny. It's absolutely fantastic. So I'm having a quick chat with him, and then that's about it, really. The first thing, though, on news-wise, I say it's only been a couple of days really since I last spoke to you, but the big thing was that Liam did the Jimmy Fallon show. He did once. I was a bit disappointed. I thought he might have done an interview, although, you know, I think the American viewers might have struggled with his accent a little bit. It was a funny one. He had his sort of bucket hat right down over his face, which I thought was an interesting style choice. You would have thought maybe show your face, let people see your eyes a little bit. He went for the full-on bucket hat over the eyes. I don't know, maybe it's like an American TV thing. He doesn't feel comfortable. You know, he famously spat on MTV that time. Don't know. But anyway, yeah, so he did once, which was great. So let's have a bit of that.
Performing once from his new album, Why Me, Why Not? Give it up for Liam Gallagher!
It was easier to have fun back when we had nothing. Nothing much to manage. Back when we were damaged. Sometimes the freedom we want to feel so uncool. You just clean the poo out. Send the kids to school. But oh, I remember you used to shine back then. You went down so easy like a glass of wine, my friend. When the dawn came up, you felt so inspired to do it again. But it turns out you only get to do it once.
The only other bit of news in the Noel world, he has actually announced a date for next year now, because we're already at that point now, announcing next year's dates, and that is in Hampstead Heath, which is just down the road from Liam. It's quite funny, Liam's last tweet was about that, but he replied to one of our listeners here, a guy called Ross Collins, who replied to Noel's tweet saying, oh, you're just down the road from Liam. And Liam actually responded to that, which is weird because Liam must have just been trolling Noel. I don't, or my mate Russ, who follows the podcast, but don't know. Very strange. But anyway, yeah, we'll obviously get into all the new dates for next year being announced as we come to the end of the year. And why I've also got a new date to announce, a long way off now, 2nd of October in Monmouth in South Wales, which is obviously where Morning Glory was recorded. And it's one via Tora Tora with Alan McGee. And we're going to be doing the Savoy Theatre in Monmouth. And it is really, really fancy. So, yeah, anyway, that's one for the diary for next year. But anyway, taking it much closer to home. Let's go now over to my phone call a little bit earlier. This was like proper radio style. This is good fun. With my competition winner.
Sliding, baby, together we'll fly. I try praying, man, I know just what you're saying to me. 'Cause now that you're mine, we'll fight away, chasing the sun.
You okay?
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you very much for entering the competition to perform on Friday. Fantastic cover, by the way, mate. Absolutely brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Is it? How long have you been playing for? What's? Do you play in a band, or is it just something you do part time?
I've got a band just now. I've been playing for years, mate.
Oh, cool. And is it just the do you just play originals, or do you do go out and do covers? What do you do?
Oh, I do originals. I write my own stuff. I can do covers as well.
Oh, cool, nice one. How you fix what you got on this Friday? Are you busy?
No, not busy.
Well, you are, mate. You just won the competition to come and play on our show.
Fantastic.
There you go. There you go. That almost felt like a proper radio thing that people do.
Again, and I'll cheer.
Yeah, go on then. Great news, caller. You are the competition winner. You're going to be playing on Friday night. Yay! Cool. That's wonderful. So you're going to be... I'm going to be introducing everything and doing my bit of sort of stupid banter on stage, and then we're going to get you to do a couple of tunes, and straight after you is going to be Tony McCarroll. How does that sound?
Fantastic, that's excellent.
I think we do if we do like a couple of Oasis tunes and then an original, then that would be absolutely fine, mate.
Right, that's perfect. I can do that, no problem.
Wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much, Stephen. Oh, we've got a couple of as we said as well, we're going to do a couple of obviously you don't have to pay, we've got a couple of free tickets thrown in for you as well if you want to bring along a couple of people. And what we'll do as well is get Tony to sign a signed CD for you as well, mate. How's that sound?
Fantastic. Aye, that's excellent, man. That's superb.
Wonderful.
Okay, fantastic, mate. Brilliant.
All right, good to speak to you, buddy. Speak to you later.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I see you with a broken smile, with your feet.
So Stevie Hillcote, fantastic singer, really enjoyed the Slide Away cover that he did. And also he dropped that that original tune over to me from his band Deep Shining Sea. So that's going to be the plan for the night, is going to be doors open at 7. I'm going to come on and do a bit of a chat and maybe do an Oasis trivia showdown, will depend on how that goes. Oh, if you're a patron, my latest Patreon episode has the Oasis trivia showdown between Can't Might Say and Richard Bowe. So go and check that out. And then, as I say, we may do a Oasis Trivia Showdown on the night. We are a little bit pressed for time. And then it's going to be Stevie Hillcoat about 7:30 doing like 2 or 3 songs. And then it's going to be Tony McCarroll doing the interview with me and the Q&A with you guys. And then after that is going to be Danny Burton. So let's have this chat now with Danny.
Mark about and turn it on.
Welcome to Oasis Podcast, Danny Burton. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Jesse?
I'm very good. I'm very good. So it's been an exciting kind of week for you, with the album coming out on Friday, which is also a very exciting day for me and Tony, because we're all doing this show at Glasgow.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. So the lads. Yeah, we've got the album coming out on Friday. So it'll be a good round off for the week, doing the gig with you guys, and then the album coming out as well, so that'll be great.
Yeah, no, it's been good. You've been doing a few other bits and pieces this week, haven't you?
We have. We've been on tour, so we had a week, just a small week tour of the UK, or sorry, of England, and yeah, it doesn't get any less rock and roll as you get older. So yeah, you'd think it would get a little bit easier and a little bit calmer, but no, it didn't. So just having a couple of days rest now. And then, yeah, looking forward to Friday.
Oh, it should be good. Well, I'm pleased to hear that, because, you know, all these, so there's not many rock and roll stars left, mate. And, you know, I think Liam's like one of the only ones left. So if you're still flying the flag for the 90s madness.
Definitely. Yeah, and I got a few other rock and rollers in the band as well. So, yeah, it's all good fun.
That's great. I mean, just take it back, if people don't know who you are. So you were in a band called, well, I've seen it called Face or The Face. What was going on? Could you not decide?
No, it was called Face, really. But people just used to call it The Face, I think. So it did get mixed up a little bit. Yeah, so I was in a band called Face, and that was back in the 90s, and that was with Zach Starkey, so Ringo's boy. Who then, you know, he went on to play in The Who and Oasis and numerous other great bands. A guy called Gary Nuttall, who went on to play with Robbie Williams, and myself, and a guy called Ronnie Thomas, who's playing bass. So yeah, it was a good time, interesting time to be around in music, because it was a very, you know, it was an exciting time. I don't care what anyone says, it was an exciting time, you know, for British music. And, you know, we were, you know, well amongst it. So yeah, it was a good time, and it was a good band as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those kind of, frustrating stories, isn't it, of like of what could have been kind of band that, you know, there's quite a few bands around that time that, like, whether it's sort of Soda or Flamingos, or there's sort of quite a few of these like great Britpop bands that you just didn't quite, you know, make it, and yet there's you could have done and could have been there, but, you know,
in our case, it was kind of, we were there. We were, you know, when we had the lineup with Zach and Gary and Ronnie, we were playing, you know, sold out shows everywhere. We were, you know, being touted by all the record companies and the press and all of that. And it was kind of a given that we were going to do well. I mean, we were a great band, even if I say so myself. You know, we were a great band with some great players. I mean, you know, we got Zach Starkey playing drums for you. You know, it's pretty hard for him not to be good. But, yeah, Zach left. He got the call from The Who. And obviously, with Zach's past, I don't know if you know, Keith Moon taught Zach how to play the drums.
Wow.
So it was just his destiny to go and play with The Who.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he played in and around it, and we were connected with the Who through the band, and it was John Entwistle who sort of got us. John Entwistle, the guy called Gary Granger, who's a guitarist, Rod Stewart, got us in touch with Zach in the first place to get him in the band. But once he left to join the Who, I mean, we were pleased, so pleased for him, because it's what a great gig. And then Gary, we got a replacement drummer called Smiley, great drummer as well. And then they got sort of lifted by Robbie Williams, and that kind of became Robbie Williams's band when he had his first single out, you know, after he was sort of went west after, you know, his boy band sort of thing, and he was off the rails a little bit there, and he kind of got it together, and then he had his first single out. So from my point of view and Ronnie, we felt like, you know, we had it in the palm of our hands. But, you know, as you said, it happens to a lot of people. You say good luck to everyone, you know, as they went on to do good things.
No, it is crazy that you've got, and when you listen to those early Robbie singles, you know, it's so Britpop. You know what I mean? You can just hear it, like Old Before I Die and Lazy Days and South of the Border. This is just pure bloody Oasis, Stone Roses, like Your Charlatans. That's exactly what it is. It's just, he just completely aped that sound. And it's obviously because he nicked your band.
Sound quite similar, but you know, Gary Nuttall's such a distinctive guitarist, and he has a great backing vocal style as well, you know. So, and everyone was kind of sounding a little bit the same at the time and going down the same route, but yeah, it's you know, and they went on to play with him for, you know, Gary Nuttall's still playing with Robbie now, so you know, it's brilliant. What a career he's had, so that's great stuff.
Yeah,
but, you know, we're back now. Myself and Ronnie from the original band. I mean, we had a little bit of time off. I've done various things, and I was involved in a knife crime that kind of took me off in another direction. So it kind of stopped me really wanting to do music for a while. And then now we're back. We've got the album out. I've had a couple of singles. And we've got a single coming out too. It's called Dangerous, and we're going to premiere the video tonight. So that'll be on YouTube, and I'll put it on Twitter and stuff. So all of the socials are at This Is Dan Burton. But I really appreciate you having me on the show. You've got a good show here, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it should be a really good night. I mean, that's the. You know, we were looking at it, and sort of the one thing we didn't have was sort of an originals or an act like that. And then when your pal got in touch, Andy, we just thought, you know what, that sounds like great. You know, that sounds like it'd be a really nice addition to the show, especially with the links to Zach and that. And I know you're sort of pals with a few of sort of Liam's pals, aren't you? Sort of mates of mates.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I've met them. You know, Noel and Liam numerous times. And the first time I met Noel was at Paul Weller's album launch for Wildwood. We were downstairs. It's a place called Naomi's in London. And he was showcasing the album. And then we were downstairs in, this is before Face, we were in another band, myself and Ronnie. And we just got talking to Paul Weller, and he sort of took us under his wing a bit. And, you know, we have lunch with him a couple of days. And he said, oh, I'm doing a showcase for my album tomorrow. Do you want to come upstairs and watch it? And, you know, being massive Weller fans, myself and Ronnie, we couldn't believe it. And then we invited Paul down to our showcase in the afternoon for our record companies. And he came in as the record companies were there, so that was really good.
Yeah.
And then we went upstairs and we sat down, and next to Ronnie was Noel Gallagher. So that was the first time we met him, and then we went to a party after, and then we see Noel numerous times, because when we was rehearsing with Face, he used to keep his guitars in John Henry's where we were rehearsing, so he'd come in and have a listen, sit down, have a cigarette and a beer and listen to us, which we loved, and he was always brilliant and always very complimentary about, you know, what we were doing as a band in Face. So obviously we looked up to him because he's like, you know, he's an old Gallagher. And yeah, so that was the first time, and a few times I met Noel. And then Liam, I've seen about loads of times. What a great guy. I think he's, you know, one of the nicest guys I've met in music. I've had a few nights out with him, and that was quite rock and roll, I have to admit, as you can imagine. But yeah, good guy. He's a friend of my friends, and they're good friends. So we've had some good nights out, but they're good boys. So, yeah. I'm going on a bit of nine now.
No, that's exactly spot on, mate. It's just always fascinating that when someone says, you know, yeah, some good nights out, pretty rock and roll. It's like, you know, you can imagine like this sort of hundreds and hundreds of pages of all the madness that actually happened. But then it's just like, yeah, good night, pretty rock and roll. So that covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, some of those nights out, yeah, they're really fun for everyone to hear about. You can only imagine.
All right. Seriously. Well, maybe on Friday after we've had a few bevvies, I might stick a microphone in your face and see if we can get some stories.
I'm sure you will.
Wonderful.
I'm sure I will tell you as well.
All right, brilliant. Well, mate, we're so excited about Friday night. It's going to be great to meet you, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you guys play. And yeah, do you want to just let the people listening know where they can find you and your stuff again?
That'd be great. Yeah, thank you. So all the socials are at This Is Dan Burton. So that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's dannyburton.co.uk. And YouTube is Danny Burton. And you can find the new video tonight on there. So it's going to be aired tonight as a premiere. And it's also available on Spotify and everywhere else.
Wonderful.
Cheers.
Good Brilliant. Start, all the best, mate. Look forward to seeing you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Take care. We'll have a
Cheers.
So thank you to Danny for doing that and also for playing, and it should be a really great show on Friday. Really looking forward to meeting Danny and the band. So last plug, and you'll be very pleased to hear that I'm going to not be plugging this anymore after this episode, because next episode it will have happened. Glasgow, Stereo, Friday the 1st of November, Oasis Tribute Band Columbia, Danny Burton, Stevie Hillcote, me on stage, Tony McCarroll, all the Oasis podcast madness, win prizes, and Scotland, I really want you to show up and make this an even crazier night than the Water Rats in London was. Come on, Scotland represent. Right, anyway, that'll do it for today's episode of the Oasis podcast. Thank you very much for listening. But the greatest thanks, as always, go to my patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. It pays for things like Tony McCarroll's hotel room in Glasgow. Become a patron and you can know that you helped to pay for Tony McCarroll's premier inn or whatever he's staying in. Do follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Do email me, oasispod@gmail.com. And please, if you can go on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's now called, and do a review, that's always greatly appreciated. And just about this Friday one, if you can't make it, if you can just share it around with people that you think might be able to, whether that's on Facebook or just within your WhatsApp group with your mates, anyone that's, you know, from Scotland that's into Oasis, this is probably the last chance to see Tony McCarroll in Scotland for a very long time, definitely this year. So, you know, if you want to get up and meet an original Oasis member, you know, in the flesh, shake hands, tell him what definitely maybe meant to you, this is your last chance for a long time. So you got to make it happen. As ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.